Next on BYUSN, let's relive and react to Kevin Young's introductory press conference as the new BYU men's basketball coach. What were your first impressions of the new guy in town?
The all-time leading scorer, Tyler Hawes, reacts to what he saw and heard last night. And what's the next couple of weeks and months look like? Plus, we already know a game for next basketball season. We'll tell you who and when.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Thursday, April 18th. I am Spencer Linton. He is a guy who is ecstatic that we have all finally gotten the goodbye we wanted from former BYU basketball coach Mark Pope.
Nice try, but yesterday Mark Pope was on SportsCenter, and instead of saying Wildcats, he said Cougars, which, of course, made us happy. So that was great. That was great.
Just a gorgeous Freudian slip.
Here it is.
I'm a diehard Cougar fan as well as a former player and now the head Kentucky fan is as well as former player and now head coach.
Mark, the Cougs,
All right. We know you love the Cougars.
We know you love the Cougs, Mark. All good.
Energy is high. BYU's got a new basketball coach. Mark Pope loves the Cougars. All rise and shout.
What?
It's time for What's Trending. Welcome a new era of BYU men's basketball.
Our new head men's basketball coach, Kevin Young.
Once I realized how special this place was, it became easier and easier. It's crazy here. I mean, the hype video had me hype. I was ready to get these guys running suicides and get to it right now.
Let's get to it right now.
Let's go.
That message last night, live on BYU TV from new men's basketball coach Kevin Young. And for the first time, for about, I want to say 15 or 20 minutes, Coach Young addressed BYU players and fans, whether in person at the Marriott Center, Jerem, or certainly for the thousands of you who were watching live last night.
I thought it was millions. Was I off on that?
Millions of you who were watching on a live special edition of BYU Sports Nation. If you missed any of it, look, we got your back. That's what we do. We're going to play back his opening remarks. So again, if you missed it, pay attention now. If you didn't miss it, you probably want to listen again. Kevin Young's introductory remarks live on BYU Sports Nation right now.
Wow, this is exciting for me and my family. Just, I don't know, when you're doing everything on the phone and you're not here to feel the energy and just feel this building, when you step foot in here, even my kids, that this place is going to be rocking. We're going to get this thing rolling. So, excited to be here. I really want to first start by thanking a couple people, Brian and Tom, President Reese, Keith, that foursome. When we met, it got clear pretty quickly that this was going to be something that me and my wife were going to have to make an amazing decision to join. And it became obvious pretty quickly as we were talking about how amazing this place is. I'll speak to that a little bit more, but I really want to thank you four guys in particular as we went through the process. As President mentioned, I got a lot of my family here. I want to first thank my wife. She's been my rock for 13 years, and the coaching world is one that's not easy on families. It's not easy raising little ones, and we got three of them. Jude, Vanna, and Zoe have been right there with us for a good majority of it. So excited that they're here with us too. And then my mom and dad and all my siblings are here as well. So I'm one of six and even Aaron, what's up, dude? Haven't seen you. BYU alum, I might add. So he's here, Meg, hey. And my couple of my nieces too. So it's a really special day for our family and we certainly don't take it lightly. So I also want to thank a few other people that have been really instrumental in me getting here. James Jones and Matt Ishpew with the Phoenix Suns and Coach Vogel, who I'm working for now, Monty Williams, who's been a huge mentor of mine and is an outstanding guy. And funny enough, opened up every meeting with an opening prayer. True story for the last couple years in Phoenix, so pretty used to that. Brett Brown, who hired me in Philadelphia, is one of my greatest mentors. And a couple of people that got me to Utah in the first place, Brant Anderson and Joe Brown. Coach Hunsaker at Utah Valley, who I worked for, and then so many other people that I can get to, but I definitely want to shout that group out. Where I really want to start this thing with is the players. Okay, these guys were the first ones I saw when I got into this building. The things that you guys were able to, I just told all of them so in the locker room, the things you guys were able to accomplish first year in the Big 12, absolutely remarkable. Cannot wait to have every one of you guys back in a BYU uniform and get to it. That was one, yes, let's give that up. So that, make no mistake about it, that's my first priority is those guys. And I can't, I've already started building relationships with those guys. And we're going to take that part of it to a whole nother level. That's, if I've learned anything in the NBA, it's about, this whole thing is about relationships. I've been able to build some with some of the best players in the world. I'm currently still working with those guys and hoping to take them to somewhere they haven't been yet in this playoff run. But that's what it's all about, is those relationships. So those guys heard me talk about it a few minutes ago and look forward to that. With that being said, this is a new challenge for me. You know, I've been on a different side of basketball all of my career, and as I went through the process getting to this decision, the excitement I had for the new challenge at hand in terms of transitioning to the college world, coming from the world I was in, got me extremely excited the more I started to wrap my head around what that looks like. And the thing that really moved the needle for me and my wife was the environment that we're going to be doing it in here at BYU. What this university stands for, what the mission of this university is. I'm a lifelong member of the church. So to be able to do what I love at the highest level from a career standpoint and blend that with my faith and being able to do it with my wife and my three little ones, that's why we came here, okay? That's why we came here. And that's really special. So on top of that, man, the thing that's blown me away is just the level of support from the athletic department, from the university, from many people, the resources that this place has, the fact that it's in the Big 12, the highest level of college basketball. There was a lot of things that played a role into me coming here, and that was one of the big ones. Just a couple other things I wanted to hit on before we move on to some of the questions was, I just want to make it clear that I coming from my background and talking to the players, you know, a lot of guys have, not a lot, all of them have ambition to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, this is an amazing place, has been for a long time. What I want to do to take it to the next level is make this place the best place in college basketball to prepare young men to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, I think we're going to be able to get that done. And I really look forward to doing that. What I've also learned really quickly is, because of the history of this school and this program and what you guys have been able to accomplish long before I showed up, in addition with the resources, in addition to what the reputation of this school is, players want to play here. I've learned that quickly. Players want to play here and coaches want to coach here. And I'm in the process now of putting together a staff, talking to a lot of different people. This is a very desirable place to be. I look forward to teaming up with a lot of elite people that we're going to get in here to do this thing together. And with that, let's go Cougs.
Kevin Young winning over the crowd last night at the Marriott Center. Jerem, briefly, because we'll get into more of this in depth in about 10 minutes.
For the next 7 months.
Indeed. What were your initial reactions to his opening statement?
Very excited. I liked what I heard on and off the court in terms of ambition and why he's here, which we'll get into in a couple of minutes a little more. But I liked his talking to the players, wanting to recruit them. Dallin Hall was in the crowd.
Yes.
Certainly in the portal, you want to get Dallin Hall back. If you can't keep a Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders, what are we doing around here? Because these guys are BYU guys. Let's keep them here.
I thought that was paramount. That was number one for me. And that's why those in attendance were clapping, because
yeah,
it is such a stressful time, right? Yeah. When you're trying to keep that core together and maintain all of this positive momentum that BYU has going, yes, it starts with who you already have in the building. And I know the people are like, well, yeah, no duh, he would say that. But still, like, you still have to say it and present it in a way that people receive it well, and they did.
And he was telling the crowd, because he had already talked to the players the day before, or 2 days before on Zoom, and then he was talking to them yesterday before the press conference.
Yes.
In fact, he had
one-on-ones.
Some one-on-ones. So he was already talking to those guys. That was to tell everybody publicly, yes, I want this team back. You guys were awesome last year. Let's get you back. And, of course, he didn't say this, but let's add to it. Let's increase the talent. Let's get some guys in the portal. Let's develop.
Yes. This is clearly a lifestyle change that he wants.
Yeah.
More time with the family. You see what a family man he is and how much that matters to him. And I heard 86 nights on the road with the Phoenix Suns this year. 86 nights away from home is a lot.
That is a lot.
It's not going to be that many with BYU. It'll still be busy, but it will be fewer nights away from home than 86.
Yeah, and financially it's beneficial in terms of your per game average of financially and whatnot. So, yeah, it makes total sense. After his press conference, he spoke one-on-one with our Jason Shepherd.
Coach, congratulations and welcome to BYU. I know fans are thrilled that you're here and will be coaching this new basketball team. And I know the last couple of days have been crazy. Can you put into words what the last 48 hours or more have been like for you and your family?
It's been a whirlwind. The level of excitement in the young household is off the charts. The thing for me that was amazing was just to see the look on my 10-year-old's face when I told him what we were doing. He was super excited. The amount of communication with my network of people, my phone, I've literally been on the phone every waking hour. It's been pretty cool.
When you think about the opportunity that you and your family have, what made this opportunity the right one for you?
Just the family atmosphere, honestly, and the mission of the school tied in with being able to, you know, coach at the highest level of college basketball. It just felt like the best fit for our family at this time. And we just couldn't fight that feeling.
You mentioned during your press conference that you've heard from a lot of people. You've got a lot of current players, a lot of former players, coaches, you know, people that are very influential with BYU basketball here to support you tonight. What does something like that mean to you to have them here to support you?
Yeah, it's honestly overwhelming. You know, the history that this place has, so many good players that have come through here. It's humbling to just, you know, I'm just a guy that's kind of made my way through the ranks of coaching, and to be able to have this much support is a humbling experience.
I think a lot of people are curious as to why you're in the NBA now. Why go from the NBA to college? Because a lot of people think you go from college to the NBA. So why was this decision right?
You know, timing in life is everything. And, you know, the NBA is great. There's a lot of amazing players, but you know, it's a hard lifestyle. There's not a lot of stability in it. And, you know, as a dad of three young children and a wife that's been doing this with me forever, you know, as the more we got to, you know, took it to the drawing board, we really felt like it was the best of three worlds. One, we could coach at an extremely high level. Two, we get to be together as a family a bit more. And then three, like I said, we get to do it all with the backing and of the school and in the church and that fits our belief system, and it was just an amazing fit.
What type of communication have you been able to have with current players, and what was the message that you wanted to get across to them?
Yeah, first of all, the level of communication has been awesome. I've talked to all the guys. I've FaceTimed with the whole group. I just met them all in the locker room. I've been on the phone with basically all of them over the last couple of days. The main message is I want those guys here. They're a good basketball team together. The thing that has been made to me very obvious with the group is they like each other. They have a great camaraderie with one another, and you can tell why they were good. And so I'm trying to share with them kind of what my vision's going to look like. It's tough on them because they obviously don't know me, but I'm trying really hard to expedite those relationships and make them feel as comfortable as they can.
You mentioned during the press conference that, you know, during this transition, you're going to rely heavily on your staff, which you're still trying to put together. Where do things stand with that? Do you have a timeline that you would like to get it done, or you want to make sure you get the right guys and that'll happen when it happens?
No, it's a combination of both. I mean, I'm down the road with a couple guys, but the big thing is getting the right people in here. And that's what I told the players. I want guys in here that are going to help get them better, that are going to develop them. And, you know, I don't want to rush it, but at the same time, we need boots on the ground. There's no question about it. So, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of coaches that want to come team up with us here. I think they understand what we're going to build on what's already been done here.
We talked about the support that you're seeing from some of the current players and whatnot here in Provo, but over the last 24 hours, we've heard a lot of things from Frank Vogel and Devin Booker today was talking about you, and I know you guys are close. I know you're close with Chris Paul. What have those relationships meant to you, and what can those continue to mean to you as the head coach at BYU?
Yeah, I mean, the NBA, as we've mentioned before, it's a great league, but I'm not going to miss much other than the relationships, honestly. You know, be able to forge that tight of a relationship with that level of player. I mean, we're talking about like Hall of Fame level players, perennial all-stars. So to be able to have the relationships I have with those guys is something that I'll miss in terms of the day-to-day. But, you know, he's ready to come up and work out with the guys this summer. You know, we'll get him up here to hang. And it's really been cool because, you know, Chris Paul is actually one of the first guys that called me. He's like, hey, man, I'm coming to BYU. I don't know when, but I'm going to be up there checking you guys out. So, man, that honestly has been some of the most rewarding things that have happened in this whole thing.
Well, Coach, congratulations once again, and we look forward to working with you over the coming seasons. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin Young with Jason Shepherd. What's your impression from more information we learned with Shep there?
That it's wild that he can be like, hey, guys, listen, I know I'm your new head coach, but I got to go back and hang out with Devin Booker,
Kevin
in the
Durant.
Playoffs. Watch what I coach these guys to do on offense, because that's what we're going to try and do at BYU, at least in some part.
Can you be Kevin Durant? Can you be Devin Booker? No. I think all of us, Cougar Nation, are going to be watching the Suns.
Very closely.
Way more than we would have been, casually, unless you're a Suns fan, right? And so we'll watch how that offense flows. And he talked about in the press conference the defense. He said, I've been able to scheme against high-level defenses on offense, and I know what those defenses look like when they're successful.
And what they
do.
And
both
yes.
sides of the ball. Now he's the head guy. He's been head coach before, but it's been a hot minute since he was in the G League. And so here we go. I'm stoked, man. It's going to be exciting. The next couple of weeks and months are exciting with staff, with yes. roster, and so on. And I really liked what he said about we're down the road with a couple of guys, but we got to do it quick, but make the right move. We got to get boots on the ground.
Yes.
He's busy.
That's the phrase.
He's at least busy for the next 9 days, Spencer. Maybe 10, I think. All the way up to June if the Suns make
a run. Yeah, what if the Suns advance?
He needs boots on the ground now, regardless of what happens there, because the next week or two is very important.
Not only is it really cool that he has the capability to pull from the Phoenix Suns and those relationships there to have his guys watch that and, like, benefit from that, but yes, the other phrase that he mentioned a few times was, and you just said it, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
He is going to need to rely heavily on whoever his assistants are for however long this playoff run goes. It's going to be on them a lot. So yeah. That makes it even more critical to get those guys in place immediately. I was glad to hear that they are down the road with a few guys.
Yeah.
And BYU, remember, they could have hired an additional assistant coach last year if they wanted to.
There's five spots open. For any staff. There's some limitations on like one or two of those regarding recruiting and travel and season and whatnot. But it'd be great if BYU would fill out all five. And I'd love Eric Mika to be one of them.
Yeah.
I really would. I don't know what the relationship is relative to Kevin or people close to Eric, but Eric was there last night, hopefully pining for a position.
Sure. Kevin Young's got apparently his guy, an eye on a guy at Stanford. Chris Burgess, his name has been floating around.
I would love Burge, as we talked about, as an AHC.
Our question of the day is this. What is your first impression of Kevin Young from his press
conference?
Where's
the beard?
I had more than a few people text me something similar to or to the effect of, could not be a better fit for BYU. Is
like,
that how you feel?
Like low-key, kind of cool customer, right? Little different. I like that a lot.
Jeremiah_Hale on X says, yeah, seems like the kind of guy I'd want to have a root beer with.
A root beer with.
Mark Pope.
This is BYU.
He continues, Mark Pope is the kind of guy who brings
energy
to stimulate results. Young is focused on the results because that's what energizes him.
Different approaches. Everyone handles, you know, different energy different. Like Kalani Sitake when he enters the stadium is different than Kalani Sitake on the coach show on Tuesday nights. You know what I mean? Like different parts of you are there. But, yeah, he's a cool customer, man. He's been in the NBA Finals. A press conference at BYU ain't no thing.
He's been there, done that, for sure. He understands pressure situations. Yep. Hashtag BYUS on an X, Facebook, and Instagram to tell us your first impressions of new BYU men's basketball head coach Kevin Young.
Join us in Dallas Saturday, April 27th. I already told one of my best friends, Manti Sue, who lives in Prosper, he's got to be there. Rachel, his wife, played soccer at BYU. You guys have to be there, and we need all of you guys there Saturday, April 27th, noon Eastern in Dallas on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
Up next, you know who else is there? Tanner Jacobson and Tyler.
Let's go!
Come on. Up next, we react to some of the best comments of the night from Kevin Young. What his offense and defense might look like. This is BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. We continue our post-introductory press conference coverage.
The post-game to the post-press conference. What?
For new BYU men's basketball coach Kevin Young, after he gave that general announcement that we just played back for you in the opening segment of this show, he took questions from several members of the media in the Marriott Center and gave some really, really well thought out answers.
I really liked the question from Patrick Kinahan. He asked about, and it was the first question, about what it was like to put on hold perhaps the ambitions of being an NBA head coach to coach at BYU.
Once I realized how special this place was, it became easier and easier, to be honest with you. And when I've known a lot of these guys, Tom and Brian, like you said, we go back some years. But when President Reese and Keith came down and we were talking, that moved the needle quite heavily for me, to be honest with you. As it relates to the NBA. And the dream and so forth. Truth be told, it's never actually really been my dream to be a head coach in the NBA. I love basketball. I love working with young players. I love developing players. I love building relationships. And again, to be able to do all those things at a place that has the family atmosphere that I so desired for my kids and my wife to be around, it actually became a really easy choice.
Spencer, I was surprised by that answer because why would you interview for so many head coaching jobs if it wasn't your ambition?
It was never your dream?
No, I'm interested by that answer, and frankly, I was surprised. But the timing was right for him in terms of he wanted to blend faith and hoops, and what better place than BYU to do that?
Isn't it wild to think
for a member of the church?
He's potentially saying one word, yes, away from being in Brooklyn with his family and the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
Certainly he wanted that. That's why he's interviewing. But maybe he's like, you know what? It's not the end game for me. It's sort of the vibe I got there, which is interesting.
He mentioned in the one-on-one, timing in life is everything. It's just wild how the stars aligned for this to happen.
Or maybe he's tired of not getting that job because Woj said he's applied for at least 9 different teams' jobs over the last couple of years. So maybe he's like, you know what? This is a great fit for me, and I want to be a head coach.
They clearly want me.
And I want to go to college. Like, listen, we're not going to be the ones to really check him on that because we're the ones receiving him to college. We're not the Hornets going, wait a minute. This is exciting for BYU that they could get a guy of this caliber.
Well, yeah, high caliber to say the least. I mean, Devin Booker is correcting a guy who we talked to
on
the
show. We'll play that in a minute.
Dwayne Rankin, about the name of BYU to feature the initials of Kevin Young.
We'll play that for you. It's
you
really
know
fun.
The respect is real. Coach Young was also asked what excites him the most. Very simple, straightforward question, but what gets him energized about being back in the college game specifically?
It's not going to be the first time I've lived in the area. I coach for the Utah Flash, which was the old minor league of the Jazz. In fact, I lived in BYU housing and met my wife while she was a student at BYU. So I'm familiar with everything that's going on around here. And when I was doing it, that was during the Jimmers era here. I remember coming to a game here, I believe it was against Wake Forest, and that was my first time ever coming to a game here. And that was the most incredible atmosphere I'd been in at the college level. And so that's what excites me, the passion, it's crazy in here. I mean, the hype video had me hype. I was ready to get these guys running suicides and get to it right now. But it's just different. So for my kids, my family, my boys and my daughter Zoe, they haven't experienced that passion, really. The NBA, you get it some. But not like it is here. So that's probably the thing that excites me the most is just the overall passion that this place has.
There's a genuine nature to him because he is a little quieter and reserved, but you can feel like when he says something, he really means it.
Yeah.
And that carries some significant weight with this community specifically.
Yeah, that matters. And, oh, by the way, he's going to coach with the Phoenix Suns. He's going to continue, as we mentioned, being the associate head coach there. They're in a playoff series, the first round, with the Minnesota Timberwolves starting Saturday, game one. We're going to watch this with great anticipation of what the Suns look like, right? How is he going to handle and juggle all of that?
It's going to be a challenge, but I look forward to it because a lot of special things that and relationships I have with those guys down at Phoenix. A couple of them I've been with for 4 years and two wins away from winning an NBA championship with Book in particular. He's kind of the main guy left from that crew, so I'm invested in those guys. But in terms of how I plan on juggling, the staffing piece is huge. You know, I've been working tirelessly on that. I've been on the phone more in the last 24 hours than I have. In fact, Kalani almost body slammed me because he's like, bro, I texted you. What's up? And so, but he knows how it is. But that's my first, outside of these players, man, that's my first matter of business is getting a staff put together that can hold the fort down. But at the same time, I think it's a really unique experience to tell the next chapter of BYU story in terms of leveraging this playoff run that hopefully we're on, both for our players, for our fans, for recruits, for all that stuff. And I think it's a really separator, I believe.
We obviously want Kevin Young to do well, but we also were like, okay, if the Suns lose, then he can get to BYU.
It expedites the process
a little quicker.
If he hires a couple of assistants, that can mitigate that, right?
That's the boots on the ground conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Finally, Coach Young was asked what in the world his offense and defense may look like when he takes to the bench with BYU.
You know, I've run the offense of every team that I've been a part of, and a lot of that's been based around, you know, where the NBA shifted to, which is kind of how BYU has played over the last couple years. Fast-paced, getting up and down, spreading the floor out, you know, five out, read and react. So there's going to be a lot of that. You know, I was encouraging our guys to, you know, watch this series of the Suns and the T-Wolves to kind of take notes on how we're doing some things there. So there'll be some similarities with teams I've coached in the NBA for sure. But, you know, I think I'm a modern thinker of the game. I want to push the envelope and analytically push the envelope, you know, with shooting threes, as you mentioned. And defensively, that's where I get really excited because I've been able on the offensive side so long in the NBA. You know, you see how elite defenses guard certain things, and I've been able to put together a pretty extensive defensive background that with the rules in college obviously being different. I look forward to being able to scheme and get creative here on that side of the ball as well.
Defense is the big question. Like, what's that BYU defense going to look like? Because on offense, he said, wide open, fast-paced. I'm a modern thinker. I want to push the metrics analytically.
And rarely does a new head coach say otherwise. But, like, yes, we can watch it and see it in the NBA and in what the Suns do.
Yeah, BYU's still going to shoot a ton of threes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to happen.
NBA style is layups or dunks right at the rim or threes. There's not a lot of mid-range. It's an inefficient shot. BYU passed that up quite a bit last year. BYU's been at the forefront of this the last year especially, of course.
That's what benefits BYU to have a guy like Kevin Young come in is he brings the NBA flavor to a style that BYU was
kind of already
doing. That's
the
style that BYU is pushing toward.
And it caters to BYU's strengths.
Yes.
Yeah. BYU baseball taking on Oklahoma tonight, 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. Oklahoma a few minutes ago posted a drone shot from last night and said views of Miller Park. Pretty cool.
Listen, it's just a matter of time before one of these Phoenix Suns superstars show up at the Marriott Center. But which one is most likely to become an Annex or Marriott Center regular? This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Some of the sights and scenes from last night at Kevin Young's introductory press conference. Follow BYU Sports Nation on social media. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Thursday headlines.
Kevin Young is the new men's basketball coach at BYU. Had the press conference yesterday. We already know a new game on the schedule. I can confirm Rocco Miller's report. The BYU men's basketball will host Queens this fall. I'll add the date to that. Wednesday, November 13th.
Cody Feger, former BYU men's basketball assistant coach, has been confirmed to be joining Mark Pope's staff in Kentucky. I talked to him last night. Great dude, great coach. We're going to miss him.
Yeah, best of luck to Cody. He's awesome. Senior Bowl named Puka Nacua is the 2023 Offensive Rookie of the Year. I like that. The Senior Bowl's like, you know what? We're going to hand one out, and we give it to Puka.
He deserves it. Oh, my goodness. BYU baseball begins a three-game series with Oklahoma at Miller Park tonight. Cougs need some Big 12 wins in the worst way if they want to get into that postseason tournament. Game one tonight, 8 Eastern. Big 12 now on ESPN+.
We're going to count any of these wins as SEC wins this week, just so we're safe.
Okay.
Softball takes on Iowa State tonight, starting at 8 Eastern on Big 12 now on ESPN+. It's going to be fun to have both going at the same time in Miller Park,
yes,
which is a unique feature of BYU's facility.
Equally important Big 12 games for BYU softball if they want to make
Let's
the NCAA
go.
Tournament. Fifth-seeded women's tennis in their own tournament at the Big 12 tourney quarterfinals. They advance, will face fourth-seeded Texas Tech today at 8 Eastern. You can also watch that on the Big 12 now on ESPN+. Good luck to the Cougars, who are on the rise.
Mark Pope's daughter Avery is on the women's tennis team at BYU. There you
go.
Three-seed men's volleyball lost in five sets, 15-12, at six-seed and host USC last night in the MPSF quarterfinals. BYU season more than likely done at 16-9 overall. Only two at-large spots in the NCAA tournament, which is eight teams. And I don't see BYU getting one of those two, unfortunately. Another nice season for the Cougars. Hopefully they can get back after it next year.
BYU men's golf finished eighth at the Western Intercollegiate in Santa Cruz. Zach Jones, the top finishing individual at one over. That was good for 14th place in a tie.
Today, one of the Big 12 Women's Golf Championships in Hockley, Texas. BYU currently in 13th at 7 over, 9 strokes back of the leader, Iowa State. For Lynn Long, Leila Naliai, and Alexa Udom are 1 over par.
Former Cougar volleyball star on the women's side, Erin Livingston, signs with the Las Vegas Thrill, the new 7-team Pro Volleyball Federation. Congratulations to Erin. Those are today's headlines. Now some opinions in the whip. Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Yesterday, Devin Booker was asked about Kevin Young's hiring at BYU and had this to say.
What do you think about Kevin getting that job at BYU?
KYU.
No, I'm excited for him and his family, man. Somebody that I developed a great relationship with, somebody that, you know, I wish I could have played college basketball for or have somebody like him recruit me. You know, so I'm going to be keeping close eyes on their program and everything that he's doing. I know they're in really good hands. I know he got a good deal. So, you know, it's good to see, you know, him and his family taken care of.
Will you wear the KYU shirts that will inevitably be made?
I probably would. Yeah, I probably would. That's pretty cool that Devin Booker gives him a shout out. Biggest thing there, I wish I could have played for him in college. Wow.
Which he played at Kentucky.
That's a statement for sure.
Connection.
Coach Young says he has some of his players, Devin Booker, yep, Chris Paul, and others already reaching out saying they want to come to check out some BYU basketball. So which of those NBA guys do you want to come and be the BYU celebrity fan?
Oh, Booker's awesome. Chris Paul's awesome.
All of the above?
All of the above, yeah.
Kevin Durant?
Can Chris Paul and what's his alter ego at State Farm? Again, can he come too? I can't remember.
Yeah. The guy with the glasses?
Yeah. Bring him. Let's go.
Up next, Tyler Haas, who was at Kevin Young's presser last night on his first impression of BYU's new men's basketball coach. He goes one-on-one with Jerem right after this.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B. Earlier this morning, Jerem Jordan had an opportunity to go one-on-one with the all-time leading scorer.
I got so many buckets on Tyler in this. Oh, wait, I didn't.
In a conversation, not a basketball game.
Yeah.
So in that matter, it actually went well for Jerem. It was one-on-one with Tyler Haas, what he thinks of Kevin Young and the future of BYU basketball.
Tyler Haas, what's up, man? What was your first impression last night after you watched the press conference?
Yeah, just really excited about the state of the program, where things are headed, the future of BYU basketball. I think I don't want to speak for all Cougar Nation, but I think there was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of uneasiness the last few days. Like all those, the changes happened really fast with Pope leaving. And I mean, you heard a ton of names thrown out there of possibilities. And so, I mean, to land Kevin Young is a huge get for BYU, and just really excited about the different style and different things that he brings to the table. And after hearing him last night, talking with, you know, a bunch of the guys, like, I think everyone's really excited about where things are at. I couldn't have pictured a better scenario happening.
It was wild because I thought it was a pipe dream personally, because it was like, this dude's a finalist for the Nets job, let alone a college job, right? For BYU, which is incredible, but it happened. So what was your reaction when you were realizing, like, wait, is Kevin Young actually an option here?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, you hear Kevin Young's name, yeah, being thrown out for the Nets job, the Rockets job, the Raptors job. I mean, he is one of the most highly respected assistants in the NBA. I know he was a finalist for the Jazz job. And so I knew it was a long shot, but you know what? You've got to give a lot of credit to Tom and Brian for kind of laying the foundation. I know they've kind of nurtured this relationship over many years, and they've had this card in their back pocket ready to use. And, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, they acted quick, which, I mean, Jeremy, you know, as well as I do, like, things move a little bit slower in Provo sometimes. And so for them to get this done as quickly as they did, they had to act fast. And so, I mean, kudos to Tom and Brian for figuring this out and getting Kevin to Provo.
I think it moved as quickly as the ball wheel on the perimeter for BYU next year, which is very exciting. We hope that it's that efficient as it was last year. What did you learn last night that really stuck out?
Yeah, I think one that, you know, Kevin, he brings a different style, different approach to the game. And his NBA background, I mean, I think his relationship with NBA guys, you don't stick around in the G League and NBA if you don't have a special ability to connect with players. And you know, Kevin talked about that, just the relationship he has with guys, and that is the most important thing. And you know, that was what was special for me at BYU with my coaches was the relationships and how I was able to connect. And then, you know, the basketball stuff came second. We were able to build something special. But that's what got me the most excited. And talking with some of the guys after the press conference, you know, I was kind of gauging where everyone was feeling. You know, everyone's been a little uneasy, but Kevin, you know, has done a great job. He has a lot going on, but you know, is off to a great start, I think, with establishing vision, establishing where he wants the program to go. And so I think that stuck out the most is just his ability to connect with these guys. And I'm so excited.
I love last night that he was saying, hey, I want every one of you, meaning the players back in the audience watching and who may have been watching on BYU TV or listening or whatnot, I want you guys back in a BYU uniform. He was recruiting those guys last night, and I would hope that you were re-recruiting Dallin Hull last night too.
Come on, we need Dallin back. We need Richie back. Khalifa back. Come on, guys. There's no better place in college basketball right now. You know, I think, you know, where the program was at this year and where it left off, there's so much momentum, so many good things happening right now. And, you know, I think NIL is getting better. And, you know, you don't blame these guys for testing the waters and seeing what's out there. But I do think the next few years, the next 5-10 years, there's some amazing things that are going to happen at BYU that haven't been done before. And so the grass is not always greener on the other side. And BYU is a special place. And so my plug would be, hey, continue building. There's something special here. we got something going really good. And Kevin Young is just going to add to that and add to that fire.
When you say some special things, are you thinking like, hey, there's going to be a Sweet 16 plus in BYU's cards here in the next 5 years, hopefully?
Hey, absolutely. I had BYU going past the Sweet 16 this year.
Come on, baby.
Filling out my bracket. I'm like, BYU can beat this team. They can beat this team. Come on. This is our year. So I was disappointed with a first round exit. I know everyone in that locker room is disappointed. And so they're eager to get back there. They're eager to prove themselves again. And so it's exciting.
Give me a sense of what the environment was like yesterday, because it felt like it wasn't just a Kevin Young press conference. It was a celebration of BYU basketball. And there's not a lot of other places where you'd have two previous coaches there. Some people move on, disconnect from the program, or maybe it's sour and they don't want to be there. Yet you have Dave Rose, Steve Cleveland, and all these former players. It looked like it was really fun last night.
Yeah, it just shows like the investment, the emotional investment that former players and coaches have in this program. Everyone really cares about the future of BYU basketball. And I think it is in great hands. I'm excited where Kevin Young takes it. But yeah, like you said, it's a celebration. It's handing the torch off. I hope Kevin Young felt that from everyone there, that everyone's really excited.
Okay, Ty, with the coaching staff, what kind of staff are you hoping for? Because BYU didn't fill all five spots last year. They could fill five spots. And there could be guys from the NBA. There could be, who knows, guys from the last staff or former players that we haven't seen on the staff before. I know an Eric Mika type is interesting, given perhaps his career is over. I know Kyle Collinsworth tweeted he'd be interested in Eric on the staff. I would love that too. What are you hoping for with this coaching staff that hopefully comes together pretty quickly?
Yeah, I would hope for all those spots to be filled. I think there's a lot of value with different voices and perspectives in that coaching staff, on the coaching staff. And, you know, I think Eric would be an awesome addition. I think he is an amazing personality, has built a great network, has had an amazing pro career, has a lot to offer. So, you know, I think having a mix of, you know, some BYU guys, but also guys from Kevin Young's network. I mean, I would assume he's got connections all over the place and guys that would be interested in joining him. And so I'm curious to see, you know, who he brings in and the caliber of guys. But I, you know, I'm biased. I think there's some guys he should keep on the just BYU guys, right? You know, the other guy is Nate Austin. I mean, I think Nate's done a great job as the basketball ops guy. I think he knows the ropes of BYU and how things are done. So I'd like to see a couple of guys stick around like that. I'd love to see Eric, but really curious. You know, you don't spend that long in the NBA and that long in the G League without being well respected with coaches and players. I mean, there's some serious guys that he could bring in. And, you know, I saw, I'm sure you saw the same thing, but Devin Booker yesterday saying it's KYU.
Heck yeah.
And I mean, Devin Booker is at the top of the basketball pyramid right now. And so, I mean, Kevin Young has a lot of respect with many guys, and I wouldn't be surprised if he brings in some really high caliber, big name people to BYU.
Certainly, we look forward to what the coaching staff will be like. This roster is in flux. Obviously, four guys are in the portal, of course, with Marcus Adams Jr. as well. Jackson Robinson's decision is still out there. What are you hoping for in the next couple of weeks and months with the roster?
Yeah, I hope those guys come back. Would love to see them back at BYU. But who knows? The college basketball landscape has totally changed. And, you know, you want guys to have the best experience possible. But I do think BYU is a special place. And I think there's a lot of momentum going. And you can feel it. There's a fire burning here that is really cool and fun to be a part of. And so I'd like to see those guys back. But, you know, I'm also curious to see the additional pieces that Kevin Young brings in. And, you know, he talked about building this pipeline to get guys to the NBA. And, you know, I think his voice carries a lot of weight in NBA locker rooms and amongst management and NBA teams. And so it'll be so fun the next 5 to 10 years to see what he does and how he builds that pipeline and gets guys to Provo. And so I'm just really excited about the roster he builds and the staff that he builds.
That was the most ambitious thing he said last night, is I want this to be the best place for people to prepare for the NBA. BYU does not have a great history of NBA players the last kind of decade plus here at Tyler. What's it going to take to kind of get those guys in here and into the NBA?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you look at the talent over the last 15, 20 years of BYU guys, and there's been a lot of great talent, but not so many guys getting to the NBA. And so, yeah, you know, I think it starts with recruiting high level talent, and certainly the Big 12 opportunity and the stage that BYU has now adds to that. But you add a name like Kevin Young, a guy that can develop guys and then has the network to, you know, put them in a position to be successful and go to bat for them. Like, I think those are amazing things to have in your corner. And it'll be special to see who he brings in. And certainly, you know, don't want to harp too much on NIL stuff, but I think NIL is getting better at BYU.
Yeah.
And I think that aspect there will lure, you know, different talent and people in. And so it's the combination of a bunch of things, and, you know, a lot of stuff has to go your way to make it to the NBA. You got to stay healthy. You got to play well. You got to be a part of, you know, winning teams that go far in the tournament. And, you know, but I feel like all those, the opportunities there, and, you know, you got guys that have a lot of fire and a lot of vision and ambition to go make something special happen, you know, and those things, like, the stars are going to align at some point, and I think the pipeline for the NBA is going to be a lot stronger.
Well, we'll take one draft pick every 5 years, honestly, at this point. If it can be more than that, we will take it. Tyler, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Jerem. Appreciate it.
All-time leading scorer knows a thing or two about what it takes to make shots and what NBA talent really looks like.
Brandon Davies, Elijah Bryant, Kyle Collinsworth, Eric Mika, and Jimmer Fredette are the five players who have played in the NBA at least one game in the last decade. I would like to see, more sustainable careers from BYU guys in the NBA. Certainly that will help the Cougars in recruiting and the roster and in the NCAA tournament and so on and so forth. Let's do it.
Jerem, I want BYU to produce a Sam Merrill. That's what I want to happen. Okay.
Sam was one that got away, bro.
I want BYU to recruit that guy, find him, and then put him in the NBA and have that be the guy.
Sam Merrill screams BYU, let's be honest. Let's go. Softball versus Iowa State tonight. Your boy Spencer Linton on the call. 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus BYU Radio. Harry Potter night.
Let's go.
At Miller Park.
I'm getting my phrases ready. Up next, Big Red. Andy Reid continues to come through for BYU. What did he do now? This is BYU SN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Hey, join us for BYU Sports Nation tomorrow. One, because we have a show. Two, Trevin Nell's going to be on the program. What did he think of last night?
The first player to give some commentary about.
What are the players
coach
talking about? What's going on?
Yeah. Our question of the day: what is your first impression of Kevin Young from his press conference? Tom Newfer on X answers: I had an epiphany last night.
Oh, tell us.
I was trying to find a comparison of moving from Pope to Young, then it hits me. It's like the Jazz moving from Frank Layden to Jerry Sloan in every good way. Think about it. Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Yeah. Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, from Nolan Mickelson on X, says, very even keeled. I don't think any Dasani water bottles are in danger.
Who hasn't thrown a water bottle or crushed it in Gregor Bell's face at some point? Yeah. Come on. We all have.
Today's Rise and Shout Out, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
How about Andy Reid welcoming Kevin Young? So apparently, Kevin's wife is a big Chiefs fan, so this was a fun surprise for Kevin, his wife Melissa. And so, of course, Jason Shepherd was very excited.
Oh, how about that?
That's, you know, cool.
He comes through for us, Jerem. He was doing
the, our guy, bro.
The shout out at the beginning of one of those curtain drops at a basketball game. He's given tours in Kansas City when BYU was in the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah,
he was there.
He was super
Texas
nice.
Texas Tech.
He went to the game. Yeah.
He was trying to convince refs it was a Eurostep and not a travel. He does all sorts of stuff.
He's our guy.
Our thanks to today's guests, Kevin Young and Tyler Hawes.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta. We ran out of time.
For Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. Shout out to Paul Ruffner. We'll see you tomorrow at noon Eastern for another loaded show. In the words of Mark Pope yesterday, I love the Cougars.